Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mattress Advisory. Today, we're diving deep into the Lisa Studio mattress. You know that budget-friendly option? It's supposed to give you that classic memory foam feel.
Right.
But does it live up to the hype? That's what we're going to find out. Before we jump in, quick reminder, check out the show notes for exclusive discounts on the Lisa Studio mattress. All right, let's get into it.
Okay.
You're clearly interested in this mattress.
Mm-hmm.
And for good reason. It's got a lot going for it on paper.
Yeah.
But we're going beyond the marketing.
Yeah.
And really digging into what real users and expert reviewers have to say.
That's right. Because sometimes those marketing claims don't quite match up with reality. We're cutting through the noise and giving you the information you need to make a smart decision.
Exactly. So let's start with something that's super important for a lot of people, especially those who tend to sleep hot.
Okay.
Cooling comfort. What have we got?
Well, Lisa makes some pretty big claims about the Studio mattress's cooling capabilities. They highlight the breathable knit cover and these tiny little air capsules in the foam that are supposed to promote airflow.
Sounds promising.
Yeah.
But did the reviewers actually feel a difference?
NapLab, one of the sources we're looking at today, actually found the mattress to be comfortably cool during their testing. Now it's important to remember that everyone sleeps differently and has different temperature preferences.
Right.
But that initial feedback is definitely encouraging, especially for hot sleepers.
That's good to know. Now, another big factor for a lot of people,
yeah,
especially couples,
okay,
is motion isolation. You know that dreaded feeling of being jolted awake by your partner's every toss and turn.
Right, right.
How did the Lisa Studio perform in that area?
Sleepopolis, another source we're diving into, gave the studio top marks for minimizing motion transfer. They were really impressed with how well the mattress absorbed movement during their tests. That memory foam layer seems to be doing its job.
So no more feeling like you're on a boat every time your partner moves.
Pretty much. Of course, if you're sharing a bed with someone who's, let's say, exceptionally restless, you might still notice a little something.
Yeah.
But for the average couple, it sounds like the Lisa Studio could be a game changer.
Okay, that's great news for peaceful sleep. Now let's move on to pressure relief. This is where things start to get a little more complex, right?
Yeah, the reviews were a bit more mixed on this one. Sleepopolis found that back and stomach sleepers tend to get excellent pressure relief on the Lisa Studio. It seems like the firmness level really works for them, keeping their spine aligned and their hips supported.
Makes sense. Firmer mattresses are usually better for back and stomach sleepers. But what about side sleepers? They often need a little more give right.
Exactly. And unfortunately, side sleepers didn't fare as well in the Sleepopolis testing. They found the Lisa Studio a bit too firm, which led to pressure points around their shoulders and hips.
So potentially a dream for back and stomach sleepers. But maybe not so dreamy for side sleepers.
Right.
What about edge support? Is this a mattress you can sprawl out on without feeling like you could roll off?
Tom's Guide, another source we're looking at, actually addressed this. They said lying near the edge is fine, but sitting, not so much. You're going to sink right in.
Okay, so maybe not the best choice if you like to perch on the edge of the bed while you're getting ready or enjoying your morning coffee. Speaking of preferences, what about overall firmness? Where does the Lisa Studio fall in that spectrum?
Officially, it's rated a 6 out of 10. Which puts it in the medium firm category.
Okay.
However, Sleepopolis actually found it to be closer to a 7.5 out of 10 during their testing.
Wow, that's a whole point and a half firmer than advertised.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely something to keep in mind if you're sensitive to firmness levels.
Absolutely. And it really highlights the importance of not relying solely on those manufacturer ratings.
Okay, we've covered cooling comfort, motion isolation, pressure relief, edge support, and firmness. But let's talk about everyone's favorite topic, the price.
Right.
Is the Lisa Studio actually as budget-friendly as it claims to be?
This is where it gets really interesting. Tom's Guide actually called the Lisa Studio a perfect budget Tempur alternative, which is a pretty bold statement considering Tempur-Pedic mattresses are notoriously expensive.
That's a great point. Tempur-Pedic is known for that luxurious, slow-moving foam feel.
Yeah.
So if the Lisa Studio can deliver a similar experience at a fraction of the cost, that's a major win for budget-conscious shoppers.
Exactly. They seem to achieve this by using a similar type of foam that contours to your body and provides that sinking in sensation.
Speaking of that classic memory foam feel,
yeah,
any downsides to that deep contouring. Some people love it. Others feel like they're being swallowed by their mattress.
You're right. It's definitely a personal preference. Tom's guide did mention that some people might find that sinking in sensation a bit too intense. They actually use the term quicksand to describe it.
Okay, so maybe not the best choice for those who prefer a more buoyant sleep experience. We've covered a lot of ground already.
Dude.
Cooling, motion isolation, pressure relief, edge support, firmness, price, and even that classic memory foam feel. What else is there to know about the Lisa Studio?
Well, there are a couple of practical things to consider. For example, NapLab reviewers noted a strong initial smell when they unboxed the mattress, which is pretty typical for foam mattresses.
Oh, okay.
But they did say it faded within a few days.
That's good to know. That new mattress smell can be a bit overwhelming, but it's usually temporary.
Right.
What about delivery and shipping? Is it one of those mattresses that arrives in a magically compact box?
It is. It comes vacuum-packed and rolled into a box. However, because these mattresses are made to order, it does take a little longer to ship than some other brands.
Okay.
Tom's guide mentioned that delivery is free to your doorstep, but you're looking at a wait of about 3 to 7 business days for production and another 2 to 7 business days for shipping.
So a little bit of patience is required, but free delivery definitely sweetens the deal.
Yeah.
And once you get the mattress, do you have any time to decide if it's really right for you?
Absolutely. Lisa offers a 100-night trial, so you've got over 3 months to sleep on it, literally, and see if it's a match made in heaven. If not, they offer hassle-free returns.
That's great. So you don't have to stress about making the right decision right away. You can really take your time and see how the Lisa Studio performs in the real world, or I guess the real bedroom.
Exactly. Now let's pause here and recap what we've learned so far. We've covered a lot of ground, so it's important to pull out the key takeaways for our listener. What do you think are the most important things to remember about the Lisa Studio mattress?
This is where we separate the sleep sheep from the sleep goats. Right, so far, it sounds like the Lisa Studio could be a great option for back and stomach sleepers who are on a budget and prioritize cooling and motion isolation.
Okay.
However, if you're a side sleeper or someone who just really dislikes that firm feel, this might not be the mattress for you.
You've hit the nail on the head. But as with all things mattress related, personal preference plays a huge role.
Absolutely. So while all these reviews are super helpful, the ultimate test is how it feels to you. And that brings us to our next segment, where we'll be diving even deeper into user experiences, specific to different sleep positions.
That's right, because even though we know the Lisa Studio is generally good for back and stomach sleepers and not so great for side sleepers, there's always more nuance to explore.
Okay, so let's break it down even further. What are people saying about how the Lisa Studio feels for each specific sleep position?
Well, for back sleepers, the overall consensus seems to be very positive. They rave about its ability to support spinal alignment and provide pressure relief in the hips and lower back.
Makes sense, given that firmer mattresses tend to be better for back sleepers. What about stomach sleepers? Did they find it comfortable as well?
Stomach sleepers seem to be quite happy with the Lisa Studio, too. The articles mention that the mattress's firmness helps keep their hips elevated, which is crucial for preventing lower back pain. They also appreciate how it evenly distributes their weight, providing a feeling of stability.
So far, so good for back and stomach sleepers. But we know the story is a bit different for side sleepers.
Right.
What were their main complaints?
As we mentioned earlier, the biggest issue for side sleepers seems to be that firmness level. They report feeling pressure points around their shoulders and hips because the mattress doesn't contour enough to cradle those areas.
It's like that Goldilocks situation.
Yeah.
Too firm for side sleepers. Just right for back and stomach sleepers.
Right.
So if you're a dedicated side sleeper, this probably isn't the mattress for you. But what if you're a combination sleeper? Someone who switches positions throughout the night. Are you doomed?
Not necessarily. The articles actually address this too. They say that combination sleepers might find the Lisa Studio workable, but it really depends on how much time they spend on their side. If side sleeping is a major part of your sleep routine, you might want to consider a softer mattress.
Good to know. So it really is all about finding the right mattress for your individual needs and preferences. There's no one-size-fits-all solution in the world of mattresses.
Exactly, and that's one of the most valuable takeaways from this deep dive. Even though we're focusing on one specific mattress, the Lisa Studio, we're learning a lot about broader concepts related to sleep, comfort,
yeah,
and support.
Absolutely. It's not just about the Lisa Studio. It's about understanding what makes a mattress right for you. And that's something you can apply to any mattress you're considering.
Precisely. Now, before we move on, I want to touch on a couple of those frequently asked questions that came up in the articles, because they cover some important details that might be helpful for our listeners.
Oh, yeah. Those FAQs are always a goldmine of information. What did they highlight?
Well, one common question was about temperature regulation. They pointed out that while the Lisa Studio does have some cooling features, it's still a memory foam mattress, and memory foam can trap heat. So if you tend to sleep hot, that's something to keep in mind.
Good point. It's always a good idea to consider the materials and construction of a mattress, especially if you're sensitive to temperature.
Right.
What else did those FAQs cover?
Another question addressed edge support, which we've already touched on. They confirmed that sitting on the edge of the Lisa Studio might not be the most supportive experience. So if you like to perch on the edge of your bed to get ready in the morning or enjoy a cup of coffee, you might want to consider that.
Makes sense. And it sounds like that's a common issue with all foam mattresses. Any other burning questions answered in those FAQs?
One more I found particularly interesting. Someone asked if the Lisa Studio is suitable for heavier individuals. The articles mention that for people weighing over 200 to 250 pounds, the Lisa Studio might not provide enough support or pressure relief. They recommend that heavier individuals consider mattresses designed for enhanced support and durability.
That's a really important consideration. Mattress firmness and support can be greatly affected by weight. So it's definitely something to factor into your decision.
Exactly. And it's another example of how these FAQs can help you understand the nuances of choosing the right mattress for your unique needs.
Okay, so we've covered cooling comfort, motion isolation, pressure relief, edge support, firmness, price, that classic memory foam feel, specific user experiences for different sleep positions, and some key FAQs. Anything else we need to know about the Lisa Studio before we wrap up?
Well, we talked about the 100-night trial, but the articles also mentioned that the Lisa Studio comes with a 10-year limited warranty. That's pretty standard for most mattresses these days, but it's always good to know you're covered if any defects pop up down the line.
Definitely add some peace of mind.
Okay, so it sounds like we've thoroughly dissected the Lisa Studio mattress from every angle imaginable. What's your overall verdict? Hit us with that expert opinion.
Overall, I think the Lisa Studio is a solid contender for back and stomach sleepers who are shopping on a budget and prioritize cooling and motion isolation.
Okay.
It's well made, has that classic memory foam feel, and the 100-night trial plus a 10-year warranty definitely adds to its appeal. But like we've discussed, it's not going to be the perfect match for everyone. Right. Side sleepers and anyone who prefers a softer mattress will probably want to keep looking.
Couldn't have summed it up better myself. So what does all this mean for you, dear listener? Hopefully this deep dive has given you a much clearer picture of the Lisa Studio mattress, its strengths, and its weaknesses. It's all about making informed decisions when it comes to your sleep, right? Absolutely. Knowledge is power. And when it comes to something as important as sleep, you want to be armed with as much information as possible.
Right.
We've given you the insights. Now it's time for you to take charge.
Exactly. And remember those exclusive discounts we mentioned earlier. You can find all the links in the show notes. Why not give the Lisa Studio a try? With that 100-night trial period, you've got nothing to lose, except maybe a few nights of less than ideal sleep if it turns out to be the wrong match for you. But even beyond just the Lisa Studio, I think this deep dive has provided you with a valuable framework for evaluating any mattress you come across.
Absolutely. We've talked about cooling, motion, isolation, pressure relief, edge, support, firmness, price, and of course that all-important personal preference. Those are crucial factors to consider, regardless of the brand or model you're looking at.
So as you continue your mattress journey, remember to keep these insights in mind. Do your research. Read reviews. Consider your individual needs, and don't be afraid to ask questions.
And most importantly, trust your own body. Pay attention to how different mattresses feel, and choose the one that truly helps you achieve the best sleep possible.
Well said. We're here to help you make informed decisions about your sleep. Because at the end of the day, a good night's sleep is priceless. Sweet dreams, everyone.